Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM.
I talk about work-life harmony as like creating your perfect meal. Only you know what that dish is. Only you know the flavors that work and don't work.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here. So in today's longer episode, we had Tina Wells on the show. She's the author of this amazing new book called The Elevation Approach. And it talks about these four stages of work-life harmony: preparation, inspiration, recreation, and transformation. And Tina herself is just amazing. She's all about productivity, but not about hustling, right? She's sort of in that camp of let's work smarter, not harder. She's written 16 books, which is just crazy, blows my mind. She has a line at Target. She was the producer of Oprah's Super Soul 100. And that's just to name a few of her accomplishments. But what I loved in this conversation with Tina was talking about how do you actually find work-life balance? You know, I feel like that's something we all want. It's something I strive for. Being an entrepreneur, it's really hard for me because my brain is always going, always working, always trying to solve something, always coming up with something new to talk to you about money, or it's just kind of an endless stream. And I find it really hard to shut off. So what I really loved about the Elevation Approach one of the phases was recreation. And I love that because I always forget about getting outside or working out or doing something that's healthy for my body and my brain, and that is actually part of work-life harmony. Go figure, right? So I hope you enjoyed this Pare Down episode. If you love what Tina's talking about, go back and listen to the previous episode where we really flesh out this idea. But I'm bringing you this short episode where we're breaking down Tina Wells' elevation approach. All right, here's to you and here's to some work-life harmony. You have this new book out. Your strategy is all about something you call elevation approach. You say it's your unique foolproof method to take action and reach your biggest goals while finding harmony between work and life along the way. I mean, that sounds fabulous. I love that. I'm signing up for that. And you break it down into these four different phases. I'd love to just dive a little bit into these phases. Have you tell us a little bit about them, how we could start, grasping the elevation approach in our lives. So take us through step one you call preparation.
Yeah. So I will preface this by saying, you know, I'm going to come back to where I was when I burned out at 27, right? I started a company at 16, burned out by 27. So I realized I had like mastered half of the elevation approach at that point, burnout. And I'm going to tell you how I brought it all together. So the first phase is preparation. It's followed by inspiration, recreation, and then transformation. So in preparation, I am very good at prep. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are very good at this, right? It's when you decide you want to do the thing, right? Whatever the thing is, plan a big trip, launch a new business, you do all the prep work behind it. You figure out the numbers, if it's viable, if it's feasible, right? That's the preparation phase. In inspiration, that is where I would socialize, right? That's where you take it on the road. You start talking to people who've done it before to see, is this feasible? What led to my burnout was I was in a constant loop of preparation and inspiration. I come up with a big, big idea, go talk to people, socialize, get super fired up, go iterate again. And I was like stuck in this loop of busyness, right? Or hustle, and nothing was ever coming together. You know, when I started to incorporate recreation, which is really as it sounds, that idea that you need to insert some fun, some rest, some play, I realized during that time where I was resting or having fun, right? My mind was going and things were being put together. I wasn't physically doing work, right? But I felt like a lot of stuff was happening. And then all of a sudden I get to a place where I'm like, got it. Now I know how I'm going to get to the finish line. And that was the game changer for me. That's how you get to 14 books in 3 years, right? Is the idea of like, you need to pause, right? What I realized is when I was burning out, because I was just taking in tons and tons of info. And I didn't have a process to distill, to filter, to then make improvements and then bring it to the finish line. So if you imagine, I was like going in a loop, but never really ever crossing a finish line. And so that was just such wasted energy, you know?
Yeah, it's like the hamster in the wheel, right? You're just going around and around. And I think we all probably can relate to that at some point in our life. I know I've definitely been the hamster in the wheel, you know, many, many times. And I think it comes back to money, you know, the theme of the show that we're talking about here. Where do you see money? Where do you see money, you know, how, I don't know, getting stuck, like getting in the way of people being able to kind of move through these four different phases so that they can achieve their goals?
Yeah. So in the preparation phase, I've included, so you don't just have these big moves into the next phase, right? I give you these instant elevation principles that help you continue to move through. So like in preparation, the three instant elevations are, you know, declutter your space, get curious, and know your numbers. And when I talk about the idea of knowing your numbers, I think when we, you know, we lived through a period where so many financial gurus came, right? And they said, it's all about money. It's all about money. It's all about money. It is absolutely so critical. But I also need to know how much I'm sleeping, how productive I am. Like there are a lot of numbers that are really important. And what I'll say about money is I want to teach you how to make your goal attainable, to reach it. And a big part of the process is being 100% honest, 1000% honest with yourself, right? So if you want, I just read this great, I think it was New York Magazine. They did this amazing issue about how people said they wanted to live in New York and what that really, in reality. It was incredible, right? So my point in saying that is like, they didn't even realize how much the lifestyle they thought they wanted was going to cost, right? And I think it is incredibly important if you're saying, I want to achieve a goal, I want to own this house, to be 1,000% clear on what that is going to cost and what effort it's going to take to achieve the life you want, right? Because then again, you're still a hamster on the wheel. And now I move to a place where I'm really clear in saying, I want to make X amount of dollars. And this is exactly what I'm willing to do to make X amount of dollars. So you might present an option to me that I could make more. And I would say, what's my work-life harmony look like if I want to do that? What do I get to have if I do that, right? And many of us will make those decisions for many reasons, right? Aging parents, okay, I'm willing to take that on if I can take care of my family, do certain things. But I think it's incredibly important to be honest with yourself about the money you want to make and what you're willing to do to make it. I have friends who tell me upfront, Tina, I would never want to be an entrepreneur. I do not have a tolerance for risk. I need a steady paycheck. I don't want to just throw caution to the wind. That's not for me, right? There are people, everyone, I think we went through a time where everybody thought they had to start their own business, right? Everybody needed. It's like, if that's not you and you also, there's a path for everyone. But again, I keep going back to this idea that you have to be really honest with yourself.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
How do you evaluate, you're talking about, you know, goals and being honest with yourself, but how do you evaluate whether a goal is like feasible for you, whether it's something that is like, you know, they always say like shoot for the moon, you know, come up with like, you know, the biggest thing you can think of. But then when it comes down to like going through these four phases and really thinking about like, how would I actually achieve the goal? For a lot of people, it's like, well, that's probably not even possible for me. So like, how do you find that the balance even in the goals and kind of what you're aiming for?
Yeah, I think when I can articulate, right? So the first time I actually really successfully went through my process, which was about 4 years ago, right? Where I really quite quit my agency, totally changed my work life. I started to say, like, I talk about work-life harmony as like creating your perfect meal. Only you know what that dish is. Only you know the flavors that work and don't work. So I feel like when I got to Tina's ideal meal, right? If you bring me something and I'm like, if I add that flavor, what's it going to do here? Right? Do I want to add that ingredient or not? Am I going to like the change? It's like, do you want the cilantro? Do you not? You know what I mean? I'm like, what's going to happen here if I add this? And that's now how I consider every opportunity. What will it do to my work-life harmony? How is it? Is it going to be additive? Is it going to subtract? Am I going to like it? Is it a change for a short period of time? You know, there are times when I was like, you know what? I want to travel and I want to do this and I want to do that. And so I'm willing to work X amount of hours and have X amount of side gigs to do what I want to do. Now, probably not so much. You know, now I'm like, I do a lot of creative stuff. I need to be in that zone. What does that look like? I'm willing to give up some other stuff. And so again, it's a constant conversation though. And that is, I think, where some of us might be challenged is we're raising kids and we're taking care of parents and we're going and we're meeting work goals. And we're not taking that time to say, am I happy? Am I on track? Am I meeting what I want to meet? And that is a really important part of this process.
And I think another thing that's really important in what you're saying is that obviously we know that money is important. It's an important ingredient. It's how we live our lives. But, you know, it's not cliche to say that it just can't be everything. You know, for me, there was a big switch. I spent 12 years working with clients one-on-one. And, you know, I would see like we could come up with like the greatest plans for you, the greatest plans to help you achieve your goals financially, whatever it might be. But if there isn't a motivation to change, if you don't understand your relationship with money, kind of how that comes into play, you don't balance it at all with, you know, having some fun and doing some things that are recreational, that get you to relax, that kind of get you out of that frame of thinking of just striving, striving, striving. you don't achieve your goals. They're just kind of like sitting on a piece of paper. So I was wondering, you know, the sort of emotional aspect of goals, how do you attach like your why or your, you know, something that's like really strong motivating factor that is going to get you to actually create the change?
Yes. I mean, I can tell it's like you read my book, right? So we talk about moving closer to yes, right? That's the first thing I say, like, we're not going to do any of this. We're not going to adopt an approach or a process to try to change our lives if we don't know why we want to do it, right? And it's not because I'm telling you to do it, right? You have to have something in your life that you're like, I want my life to look like this, and I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z to get there, right? And that's a really important thing for everything, to identify why are you doing it. You know, I know every time I'm doing something for work, what I am doing it for and why it matters. And it can be different things, right? With my middle grade fiction, it's really because I want to increase the diversity of, you know, characters in middle grade fiction. I want all children to see characters that look like them and relate to those stories in some way. And that's incredibly important to me. And so I know why I get up and write and do those things. You know, when I'm working on a product line at Target, I want to delight, I want to equip and inspire their customers. And I go through thinking, okay, this is like, I am really grateful and I am really blessed to have this experience to create product and to serve people in this way. And I love doing that. So again, if I want to continue doing that, what do I have to say no to, right? But it is, you have to be self-motivated to start anything, right? And so I think it's important to constantly go back to, this is why I'm doing it. I think checking in on your calendar, looking at your calendar and saying, does this calendar reflect how I've committed to myself that I'm going to live my life? You know, you can't let a month go by and you then say, did I do what I wanted to do? You know, I look at my calendar every week, what's going on this week. I look at my calendar every day. How am I going to live this day? You know, just to kind of reinforce, oh, you know what? That's a really busy morning. I got to make sure I've got some recreation in there. I got to take a 15-minute pause, you know, so it's a constant flow of making sure I'm showing up.
Thanks for checking out this pared down version of the episode with Tina Wells. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or family member, invite them into this idea of work-life harmony. Also, head on over to Apple Podcasts or the link in the show notes and leave us some stars for this episode. It really helps us grow this show and continue to get some amazing guests. Thank you so much. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.